The grace of God has appeared from heaven to show us a path back into life. A highway back onto life. When we hear things like this, one may ask, what is life? Well, I can just define life as that true life that is hid in God. We should bear in mind that thing that we live as men in this world is not life. That is not life at all. When Jesus Christ says, I have come to give life and life abundantly, he's trying to demonstrate to us that in our fallen state as men, we do not know what life is. Anything short of that standard that we see in paradise, in the Garden of Eden, anything short of that is life. Excuse me, anything short of that is not life. Anything short of that pleasurable life in the paradise of God, which we know as Eden, is not life. See, as men, in fallen states, as men who walk after the flesh, we do not know what life is. See, we are, like Paul says, annihilated from that life of God. That free, flowing, bountiful, rich life. We are annihilated from that life when we walk as men in the ignorance of men. Because all men are ignorant, all men are fools. Praise God. You see, when Adam fell, when Adam descended, what happened is that Adam started to live as a man. He became a mortal. See, he started to be edified from a wisdom that is beneath, a wisdom that is of man. Which is that serpent. See, and that is the wisdom or the spirit that governs this world that we live in. Praise God. So you see, where you have things like fear, anxieties, you know, and all the negativity we see in men, know that there is no life. That's not life. John says that if we fear, we have not been perfected in love. Since we do not have or know that life of God. Because in God there is nothing like fear. In God there is no anxiety. In God there is only life and life and life abundantly. So you see, the grace of God is here to lead us back into that place of life. There's a highway called the highway of holiness, through which the Spirit of God, grace, is leading us so that we can once more be partakers of that place of life. We can once more know what life is. Praise God. That's why we hear this series of messages over and over again, coming, press back, shaking, return to us in the diverse manners. It's simply for our edification. Edification for those who are hearing, edification for the preachers. Because even if you have attained to the resurrection in any measure, you still have to press on and go higher and move higher and higher. Even if you have attained to the resurrection in any manner, you still have to maintain yourself. Praise God. So these words that we are listening to just simply come to strengthen us, and we fellowship with each other in love, trying to lift each other lift each other up with words. See it, strengthen one another in the faith, for it is the Spirit that strengthens us. Praise God. I might preach today, but if your eyes are open, you will discover that I do not exist. All that exists is God. All that exists is the Spirit. Praise God. Jesus Christ once told Peter, when you have been restored, when you've been reinstated, confirm your brethren. And this is what we ought to do to each other, to, you know, strengthen each other in the faith. Praise God. Strengthen each other. We should not fool ourselves into thinking that we know everything or that we are kind of saviors of anybody. No. We all are partakers of the grace of God. For this reason, we must strengthen one another in the faith, putting in remembrance these things that the Lord has taught us and continuing them for their life. Praise God. I'll start off, let's quickly go to Isaiah 35. We're talking on the path of holiness, the way of holiness. Praise God. This is the way that the Spirit is demonstrating to us today and leading us by, so that we can, you know, once more know life in its fullness. Praise God. The wilderness and the solitary place shall be glad for them, Isaiah 35. And the desert shall rejoice and blossom as the rose. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice even with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given unto it, the excellency of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord and the excellency of our God. Strengthen ye the weak hands and confirm the feeble knees. So to say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, even God with recompense. He shall come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then shall the lame heart the lame man leap as an hat, and the dumb and the tongue of the dumb sing, for in the wilderness shall waters break out, and streams in the desert, and the parched ground shall become a pool, and thirsty land springs of water, in the habitation of dragons, where each lay shall be grass for, shall be grass with reeds and rushes. Hallelujah. And a highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. Praise God. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those, the wayfaring men, though fools, shall not hear therein. No lion shall be found there, nor any ravenous beast shall go up thereon. It shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there, and the ransom of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with songs and everlasting joy upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. Oh, praise God. Have you just meditate on these powerful words, prophetic words? Praise God. Hallelujah. The desert places, the solitary places, shall blossom. They shall blossom. Praise God. They shall blossom once more. See it. Where there is no water, spring shall break forth. River shall break forth. This is the working of the salvation of the Lord for us today. See it. In our state of human beings, we were converted into becoming like desert places. No joy, no gladness, fear, no peace. That speaks of the desert-like conditions that we've lived in. All because we were annihilated from that only life that there is, which is the life of God. Praise God. We lost that life of paradise, that life of God. That life that we see in Genesis, the first books of Genesis, the Garden of Eden, blossoming, the Garden of Pleasures, a rich garden, which is the state of man. The consciousness that we all walked in the beginning, in God. But all that was lost as we all became men. As we started to live after the flesh. All that came as we were corrupted with the wisdom of this age. And we lost trace of that pure, undefiled life of God. That life, that fruitful life in the bosom of God. But the word of the Lord is saying today that the desert shall blossom. Praise God. As the rose. In the dry places, the desert places where there is no water, shall break forth, rivers of living water, springs of living water, springs of joy, of gladness. Oh, hallelujah. This is the glory of God manifest in you and I. This is the life of God bursting forth in you and I. For Jesus Christ says that those that believe in me, out of their belly shall flow rivers of living water. They shall break forth, burst forth. Hallelujah. Praise God. Remember those rivers? That stream that flowed in Eden? Watering the garden? It talks of the abundance of the knowledge of God. The abundance of the life of God. Praise God. The eyes of the blind that begin to open. It's the spiritual perception. Praise God. He has come to give us, enlighten the eyes of our understanding, so that we can begin to know the truth. Praise God. We can begin to know true life. True life. Where joy abounds. Abounds. Hallelujah. Where there is no more fear. No more fear. Stillness. Where you can be satisfied. You know what it means to be satisfied? Haven't you tried all methods to seek satisfaction? See, we sought satisfaction in jobs, in gathering things unto ourselves, in marriages, in making a family. See, satisfaction continued to elude us as men. But that satisfaction comes only as we realize this thing that the Lord is doing to us today. Only as we realize this great salvation. Enter into the place of life. This thing that Christ has prepared for those that love Him. Praise God. Since where I am, there shall you be. He's guiding us into the place of life. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. This is the redemptive work of God occurring right now in every soul. Praise God. But the Bible says that in this place there is a path of holiness. A path of what? A holiness. And no unclean thing shall pass over this path. See, on this path you don't have, there's no lion. Neither any ravenous beast. Neither wayfaring men. See, it's a path for fools. Now, fools in this sense speak of those who have rejected the wisdom that comes from man. These ones now walk solely by wisdom that is spiritual. And of course, we know that the spiritual wisdom that comes from the heart of God is always like foolishness before men. See, at times you look like a fool, isn't it? See, but any man who will enter into life must become like a fool before men. It's important we know these things. See, because if you begin to walk by the wisdom of you know, that comes from above. See, a spiritual wisdom illumined by the Spirit of God. At times you see things and say things that look contrary to all that man teaches, be it in the systems of religion or in the systems of men. Praise God, a highway of holiness. Holiness is not just, you know, trying to dress well, to be modest in your dressing, not to put on a lipstick, not to put on an earring, not to drink a glass of beer. That is not holiness. Praise God. Holiness talks about a pure consecration unto God. Meaning that those people who walk on that path into life, they only see God. They do not see any other thing. Praise God. Now, if our eyes are not illumined enough to see that there is only God in the creation, we are still blind. Praise God. See, if we are not seeing God in everything that we do, we are walking in darkness. You see, the Spirit of God reveals only that which is God. The Spirit of God sees only that invisible presence of God in the creation. So those who walk by the Spirit of God walk solely in relation to that invisible presence. It's a part of holiness. Pure holiness unto God, unto the name of the Lord. Praise God. So you see, all those things that you've taught yourself to be, all those things that you thought you had, all those things dissolve. All those things you have to let go of as you follow the Spirit through this path of holiness. Praise God. Because hitherto, when we walked in ignorance, you know that we were just living in relation to idols? Praise God. You see, when Adam fell out of the path, what happened is that Adam started to, you know, to see idols, images, images of himself, images of others, images in the world. And these things became as God to Adam. And Adam lost that purity he had in the spirit when his eyes were single. See, Jesus Christ once says your eye must be single. Now, if your eye is single, you can only see God because there is only God. And you live in relation to God. You walk in relation to the light of His presence. This is the only way to life. This is the only way to escaping the corruption that is in this world. Now, if you see God only, you will also discover that you don't exist. All that you will discover that yourself, your life is hidden God. Praise God, you will discover your true spiritual invisible self hidden God. Because this is all that there is. Praise God. The place of life is a spiritual dimension, purely spiritual. It's not a place for beast. Now the beast or the lion talks about carnality. The ravenous beasts and the lion shall not be found on this pathway of holiness. This talks of carnality, carnal creatures. And we know that every man who has transgressed in Adam has borne the mark of the beast. They have become like beasts. And we know that the beasts perish. They die off. The beast has no life. The beast cannot enter into God's presence. That is why in the old antique laws of Moses, the beast, any beast, you know, was not allowed to appear, you know, on, you know, before the mountain of the Lord. When God appeared upon Mount Sinai before the children of Israel, any beast that tried to approach that mountain was to be stoned and killed. It's not a dimension for beasts. It's for the spiritual. The terrestrial cannot ascend into the place of life. No beast shall be found therein. See, that is carnality. It's not a place for carnal-minded people. People who are materially minded. People who perceive the creation only in the natural light. We must exercise our minds, exercise ourselves in the spirit to, you know, begin to perceive only things after the Spirit of God. And if you perceive things after the Spirit of God, you can pierce through this natural creation and see only that which is God. When you see that which is God, you don't go about offending people. You don't go about being jealous. You don't go about striving for fame, vainglory. You just stand and behold the glory of God and worship the glory of God. That is all. Incidentally, this highway that Isaiah 35 speaks about was mentioned in the Garden of Eden. So when Adam was cast out of the Garden of Eden, the Bible says that cherubims were placed at the way, at the entrance into the Garden of Eden. That is the way. So keep that way. Praise God. See, we cannot partake of the wisdom of this world and stand in that path. It's impossible. That's why it's a path for fools. See, you cannot be edified by the serpent, which is the carnal mind, and be, and you know, find this place of this highway. It's impossible. Praise God. It's a pathway for the spiritual. When you put on the spiritual mind, you become more and more conscious of your spiritual body. You become more and more conscious of your spiritual self. See, for this is the I am the way. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. That is Christ. That is the celestial image of God. Praise God. To patch that path into life, this narrow path, you know, Jesus Christ spoke about the narrow path. He says broad is the way that leads to destruction and narrow is that path that leads to life. He spoke about this same path again, this path of holiness. We must recognize the truth about ourselves. No more walking after the flesh. No more walking after the lie. No more walking after the outer. But recognizing day and day, growing in the knowledge of the inner man, which is Christ, the spiritual being. Now that is the one that lives forever. That is the one that is. That is the one that has the, you know, that stands on that path. This path of holiness. He's the man of the spirit. He's not of this world. He's a purely spiritual celestial being. And he does not his world is not a natural world. His world is hidden God. In his world, he sees only the Father. He sees only the throne of God. He sees only the glory of God. Whereas underneath, that is in this earthly realm, what you see is men live in relation to things that are idols, purely idols. They live in relation to parables. You know everything you see out there is a parable? Some of us think that we have, you know, we have families that we can get children. Some of us think that, you know, we can get something upon the earth, but you discover that all these are shadows. Shadows that just pass away forever and ever. Praise God. John the Apostle says what? Keep away from idols. See, idols are the things that men occupy themselves with. All these things that we, you know, run to and fro for, they're idols. And they cannot give life. That's why Jesus Christ says, labor for that thing that gives you life. He simply telling you to strive that I may know him. Paul says that I may know him, which is Christ. Now, I may know him is recognizing, consciously awakening to the reality of who I am, which is Christ. And that is all that we need. For knowing Christ or realizing Christ is what puts me on that pathway of holiness. See, he's not of this world. He cannot be defiled by the things of this world. The corruption that is in this world has no effect on the Son of Man, of Christ, simply because he stands in a celestial consciousness, spiritual consciousness. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is the pathway that the Spirit is revealing to us today. It's not a pathway for man, but the purely celestial minded people. Praise God. For this reason, he says that you must be prepared to lose all for my sake. Lose all, meaning lose all the lies, all the things, your attachments to the outer. You must be ready to lose all to be partakers of that glory and that life of the ages to come. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, I'm going to quickly rush off to Luke chapter 13, verse 24. Now, these are things that we've already read over and over again, but, you know, we just have to continue on and on, reminding ourselves of these things. Praise God. Strive to enter in at that straight gate. For many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. Praise God. You see it? Many seek to enter in but shall not be able. Why? Because they've not been able to overcome the illusion of their lives as mortals. To enter into this place, every man must first of all recognize that his life as a man profited nothing. It is worth zero and X. It has no value at all. No value. Our lives as men have no what? No value. See, we must see through the eyes of the Spirit that this life we have in this world as men has no value. And we must be ready to let go of it to enter into the place of life. Many seek to enter in, but they'll not be able to. Why? Because they've not been able to leave all to follow Christ in the regeneration. To follow Christ onto this path of holiness. Enter into that straightway. This path of holiness. Nothing carnal can be upon that path. That's why I say it's not a place for ravenous beasts. See, we must overcome. Come every aspect of our sentimental attachments to this world. We must overcome these things. Hallelujah. God will give us grace by the power of his might. Hallelujah. This power of the might working in us will lift us up from the consciousness of the earthly back into the spiritual. This is the power of the resurrection working in us today. Praise God, because nothing carnal can enter into life. See, we suffer, you know, hell and unfruitfulness simply because we've worked as carnals. And as long as you work as a carnal, you will never find peace. You will never find satisfaction. See, it's a continuous, you know, ride in tribulation. Never ending tribulation. When you try to block this thing somewhere, it comes pops out another way. So life in the Spirit is the only perfect life that there is. It is the only life that there is. Praise God. I carry on Luke chapter 13. Go down to verse 29. And they shall come from the east and from the west. Now those people who will enter into that straight gate, this narrow path, this path of holiness, they shall come from the east and from the west and from the north and from the south, and shall sit down in the kingdom of God. And behold, there are last who shall be first, and there are first who shall be last. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now we're seeing some good revelation here. The first shall be the last. The last shall be the first. Now it's talking about those who will enter into God's kingdom. Those who will walk on this path. The first and the last. Hallelujah. The first and the last introduces himself in Revelation chapter 1, which is the Alpha and the Omega. He says, I am the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Now, if you can see through the eyes of the Spirit, you will know that God is speaking about the original state that every man had. But we are all, because we are all generated immaculate, perfect in God. Pure spiritual beings. Praise God. Now when you see that life of Adam in the Garden of Eden, recognize that that is the life of God. That is the dominion, the glory, and the power that God bestows on every one that he generates. See, but man has strayed away and has become a carnal being. He has walked in relation to carnality. He has walked in relation to vanity. He has walked in relation to idols. All this because he has mingled with the wisdom of man. Wisdom of mortal man. Wisdom of this age, this world. This world on the dust. Praise God. So you see, man has deviated from that first state, which is that state of the Alpha and the Omega, which is that state of all dominion, all power, which is Christ. Man has deviated from that state and has become a terrestrial being, a carnal being. See, but to get back into God's kingdom, to get back into this path of life, to enter into this straight gate, to walk on this narrow path, man must first of all recognize Christ. Recognize the Alpha and the Omega. Recognize his personality. His true state from the beginning. This is why Jesus Christ says that the will of God is that every man should see Christ. Every man should see him and be saved. Now, that means we should be able to recognize Christ. We should be able to perceive him as the true creature, the true model of God, and be conformed to him. Now you need a revelation for all this. Now you cannot just see Jesus after the flesh, a nice man after the flesh. You know, we see pictures of Jesus all over the world. Jesus, handsome man with a cross, with a hat, you know, on the chest. All these beautiful pictures cannot give you the revelation of what Christ is. Christ, you need a spiritual insight to see Christ the way he is. You need spiritual wisdom to see Christ, the resurrected Christ, the way the disciples saw him upon the mountain of transfiguration. You need to see him in the spirit, perceive him in the spirit, and realize that that life is our life. And if we realize that that life is our life, it's now up to us to walk as he walks. Because to attain to that state, you must walk as he walks. You must think as he thinks. You must see as he sees. That's why you have all the instructions to the churches in the book of Revelation. The seven trumpets. All these are messages, you know, that try to lift you up. Instructions from the Spirit on how you can align yourself back to truth. How you can align yourself back to that true image that you truly are in God. This is the only way you can escape hell and death. This is the only way you can enter back into life. Praise God. That's why in the message to the church in Ephesians, it says that to him that overcomes, I will grant to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. Praise God. Which means that I will give you access once more to the place of life, where you can know true life. But you must first of all return to your first love. Your first love is Christ in you. That is your true identity from the foundation of the world. Your true celestial self. Your true incorporeal self. Your true spiritual self. That is your first love. Now you started to love an idol, which is self. Your idol after yourself after the flesh is an idol. You started to love yourself. You started to love your life in this world. See, and you started to be conformed to this world. But you must let go of that thing, that vain thing. Let go of that abomination. And see Christ as your life. See it. Return to your first love. First love. Praise God. The message to the fifth church speaks about, you know, being watchful, spiritually alert. See, watchful and spiritually alert is done by perceiving things only by the Spirit of God. Only as you are watchful, putting on the mind of Christ, not being carnal, that you can truly keep your garments white and clean. Praise God. The message to the sixth church talks about, you know, which is the church in Philadelphia, speaks about continuity, patience in confessing Christ, continuity in exercising yourself in godliness, continuity in exercising yourself in the Spirit. And as you do these things, a door is opened, an eternal door that cannot be shut. See, and you will rediscover yourself in the new Jerusalem, a new name, which is the name of the Lord, the nature of the Lord. You enter back into that celestial city where there is life. The seventh message, which is the message to the church in Laodicea, says that you shall retain all power. I shall grant you to sit with me on my throne, so that you can retain that dominion, that all power that you lost when you descended into becoming a man. Now, if you have all that dominion and all the power of God working in you, of course, you know you are rested. There is no more fear. There is no more need to scheme and to do things that men do. But you are fully rested on the throne, ruling and reigning. Now, that's the power of Christ. All these are just ways to recall the sons of God back into their first estate. Praise God. The path of holiness is a part that only that which is spiritual, only that which is true, only that which is Christ can stand upon. Praise God. No carnally minded man can walk on that path. It's impossible. Praise God. This is the dimension of life that God is demonstrating to us today. And these things are real. They are not fables. They are real, brethren. Hallelujah. Just continuity. And continue listening to the Spirit. Praise God. The Spirit is the one that leads us on that path. That pathway into life. This pathway of high, this highway of holiness. Hallelujah. This place into a dimension of laughter, of joy, everlasting joy. Hallelujah. A pathway up to the peak of Zion. See, where there's no more sorrow, where there's no more sighing, no more anxiety, no more pain. All these things pass away. They dissolve. Because all that belongs to this world. Hallelujah. So those of us who can perceive this thing like Jesus, the Bible says that for the joy that was set before him, see it, he endured all the criticisms, all the contradictions from men. Let us run this race patiently. Not being discouraged, not being, defeated by the circumstances that we find ourselves in this world. Don't be discouraged. It could be a physical condition, a health problem. It could be a financial problem, family problems. Don't be discouraged. See, the Bible says that those that seek with all my heart, with all their heart, all their soul, with all their strength, shall find. Hallelujah. Ask and it shall be given. Knock and shall be open to you. Seek and you shall find. What are you looking for? It's that Christ in you. See, growing daily in it, in the knowledge of that Christ in you. Realizing that unlimited potential for joy and all power within you. Everything that you ever seek, everything that you ever need, the solution to every problem, name it, it's all within that knowing the I within you, which is Christ. This is the one that stands on that way of holiness. Praise God. It's only Christ. Only by Christ can we walk on that path back into Garden of Eden. God bless you.